Pat Kerrigan, Larry Olson here. And on the KSRO live line with us is Chris Rogers, the vice mayor of Santa Rosa. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Chris.
Morning, Pat. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. And we need a little more than hearts and flowers, I'm afraid. Curious, very curious about yesterday's city council meeting and the progress so far of the upcoming district elections in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, what we had last night was the second opportunity for constituents to publicly ask for what they'd like to see in a map. And it was a chance for neighbors to come together and to say, okay, if I live in Burbank Gardens,
yeah,
I feel like my neighborhood is more connected to the downtown than, say, other areas around me, right? And we got to listen to that input, and now our independent demographer is going to go back, take in that input, take in the draft maps that people are submitting, and you can submit a draft map online if you'd like to, srcity.org/districtelections. And they'll come back with a number of maps for the public to look at and have two more meetings where we actually say what we like and dislike about each map.
Okay, so
final adoption will be April 10th.
April 10th, the final adoption. And that will be decided inevitably by the council, yes?
Yes, it will.
Okay, and remind our listeners, Chris, if you would, about why it's necessary to not just vote for our council persons in Santa Rosa anymore, why it's necessary to go to districts, districting.
Yeah, so we received last year a letter from an attorney alleging that we were in violation of the California Voting Rights Act, that our at-large system systematically lowered the voice or silenced the voice of minority groups within our community. What we heard last night in our presentation was from our independent research whether we think that we would win that lawsuit, and the answer was no, that there is strong evidence that there have been elections where minority voices have been silenced in our community, and the remedy for that under the California Voting Rights Act is a switch to district elections.
And there, and others have tried, it sounds like. Other cities have tried to fight that, but have come out on the losing end of things.
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you, when we first started this process, I talked to a mayor in another city who was going through it, and he told me he would bankrupt his city before he would settle.
At
the end of it, his bill is about $3 million in legal fees by the time they were done,
yeah,
and they had to switch.
Well, because so this was challenged by someone. Do you think it's had good consequences as you've gone over the procedure? Do you think this is going to be a good thing going forward?
I do. I think that district elections is in the best interest of our city. Where it's going to be tricky is district elections will not actually guarantee that we will get better representation for minority views within our city. But under the California Voting Rights Act, that actually doesn't matter. What I do think is going to be substantial is the way that we have issues in our city. There does tend to be an east-west divide. There's a demographic divide, and then there's also a poverty divide. If you'll have better representation of individuals who live directly in those neighborhoods and can speak directly to the issues that they're feeling.
And speaking of people who live in the area, Chris, I have to ask you about the council members themselves. There have been much back and forth since the district elections first came up about whether some of the council men and women might have to actually move or just have, you know, might have to accommodate these districts in that particular way.
Yes, yeah, and we've been very clear as a council that it's not about us. It's about the community. And it is probably likely, if you look at where all of the council members live, again, highlighting why districts are important for our city, it is highly likely that a couple of us might end up in with one another. There's also going to be a question about the sequencing of the elections that will make a difference in that conversation. Which districts will be up in 2018 versus which will be up until 2020?
Uh-huh.
There's three council members up in 2018. If their district is not selected, they can't run.
And
wow. Then you have four council members who are up in 2020 who are at large regardless of what happens with the districts. But if their district is up in 2018, they would need to run in 2018 to be able to serve beyond their current four-year term.
Wow.
So it will get a little bit tricky.
Yeah, that's a big wrench right there thrown into the mix.
Yeah.
For you.
It's not about us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think in the end, hopefully we're all going to find that this is going to result in better representation for all parts of Santa Rosa, and which, as you know, just keeps growing and growing, regardless of what happened to us in October. And any news from the council during yesterday's meeting, Chris, with regard to our recovery?
Yeah, actually, every Tuesday when we have our council meetings, we have an update from both FEMA and CAL FIRE and the city about significant issues that are going on. I'd actually encourage you, if you're interested, to watch. It's online. But everything from debris removal, and we've got about 25 lots left in Fountain Grove that have to go through debris removal, so pretty substantial work that's been done on that. All the way to talking about the water issues, the benzene that was up, found in Fountain Grove, so really intricate information about what's happening around the city. We try to put it out as much as possible, but that's really an open discussion each week that allows people to bring us issues and to hear what's going on.
And one final thing for you, Chris, before you go, and that is with regard to the water in the Fountain Grove area. When are you expecting, you know, the next report on that situation?
Yeah, what I heard from staff yesterday is that they are trying to get a final report out by the end of the month. And in the meantime, they continue to do substantial testing both in the affected area and the surrounding areas. So the affected area that's been cordoned off, if you will, with the do not boil, do not drink notice, that area is testing higher than it should for benzene.
Yeah.
And they're trying to find the source and they're trying to remedy that. Outside of that area, they have not detected benzene at all in any of the water supplies. So I get that question a lot from neighbors who are just outside of the zone. It's not even that they have detected a level that's elevated and not to the level of concern. They haven't detected it at all. So they're trying to isolate it, trying to make sure that they understand the cause of it, and they should have that report out in the next couple of weeks.
Very good. We'll look forward to that. And Chris, thanks so much for jumping in on the show with the latest from the Santa Rosa City Council and district elections. Thanks for being here.
Have a good one, Pat.
That is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers from the City of Santa Rosa.